Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Folks, we are experiencing a rain delay in the arena of the soul. The lights are flickering. The scoreboard is glitching. And yet, the question showed up anyway. Soaking wet, holding a warm drink, trying to make eye contact with someone across the room who keeps looking just slightly to the left. 15 wisdom traditions. One question. The bout continues regardless of conditions.
This podcast comes from the Godshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, why do two people who clearly still like each other keep talking past each other at parties? Now, who's asking? Picture person one. She wants confirmation that she's not imagining the connection, that the silence between sentences means something. She wants the answer to be, it's hard, but it's real. Person two wants the opposite. He wants to be told the talking past is actually the answer, that if it were easy, they'd have already said it. Same question, completely different verdicts needed. Why do two people who still like each other keep talking past each other at parties? Islam goes first for me, because it names the mechanism without being cruel about it. It says, pride doesn't walk in wearing a crown. It arrives as the quiet certainty that you already know what someone means before they finish. You're already composing your reply. You're not listening. You're waiting for your turn to confirm what you assumed. And Islam frames speech itself as a mercy, a gift from somewhere larger than you. It's whoa. Which means talking past someone isn't just awkward, it's a kind of ingratitude for the whole apparatus of human language.
That's the one that lands hardest for me too, but Stoicism shows up right behind it with something colder. It says, you performed indirection, you dressed cowardice as mystery. You stood there waiting for them to arrive at your meaning without handing it to them. And when they didn't, you called that a connection problem. Stoicism is not sympathetic. It says the plain sentence was available the whole time. You chose not to use it. That was the choice.
Existentialism agrees with that, but gives it a slightly different texture. It says, being half seen is safer than being seen whole and found ordinary. So every time your eyes almost meet across someone else's sentence, you authored the drift. That framing is either clarifying or completely devastating, and the only variable is how your evening went.
Judaism cuts sideways on all of that. It notices something small. They keep refilling each other's cups. The unconscious kindness is still happening. But then it asks, Mike, has either of them asked the other a single question they didn't already know the answer to? And because liking someone and actually being curious about them are not the same thing. Liking is easy. It costs nothing. And two people performing fondness across a crowded room is what Judaism calls Babel, rebuilt at every party they attend together.
Sufism is where this episode gets strange in a useful way. It refuses to call the gap between them a failure. It says the longing between you is the door, not the obstacle, the door. The reed doesn't weep because it's broken. It weeps because it remembers the reed bed. And everyone else in the room can hear the music except the two people making it. I think I've been in that room, standing in a hardware store aisle, holding the wrong size of something, knowing exactly what I needed and completely unable to say it to the person next to me. Sufism says that ache isn't a malfunction. It's the whole point.
Pop culture oracle went somewhere unexpected today, the distracted boyfriend meme. The one where the guy's neck is craned back at a woman he just passed while his girlfriend stares at him. The oracle says, at the party, you're both the boyfriend, craning toward something you can't name. You're also both the girlfriend, furious at the distraction. But the third option is the one nobody picks. No, you're both in the labeled box at the bottom. The other woman, which is just the version of each other you're too scared to face directly. That was actually the sharpest read of the night.
Christianity's version is the one I keep returning to. Two people at a feast, passing bread without breaking it, pouring wine without drinking. The whole thing untouched between them. Tomorrow's question deserves someone ready to actually eat. Now, if you've got one like that, thegodshow.us is where you bring it.
The rain has not stopped. The lights are still flickering. But the question made it the full distance. Through 15 traditions. A meme about a distracted boyfriend. And at least one hardware store aisle of unspoken feeling. That is the kind of endurance this arena was built for. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free, daily, and multilingual. If it's doing something for you, tell someone. Or find us at TheGodShow.us. to support the project and submit your own question. The warm drink is still in someone's hand somewhere. The sentence is still unfinished. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.